I saw it all happened on the golden sheet. In the morning, you were asleep, hazy in your golden days.
More beautiful music that we'll talk about in just a moment. Sean Stone is with us. He is with the Alt. He is the digital editor, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I am.
And it's a pleasure to have you with us. And we join together each Thursday morning to discuss what's on area stages and screens. Sean has been with the show almost since the very, very beginning. And it's a thrill to have you here again.
Well, I don't know if I can live up to that.
Oh, let's try.
All right.
All right, let's begin with what you've seen.
This is something we both saw,
yes.
Because you were seated, you and your lovely wife were seated two rows ahead of me. This
yes.
was John Cleese at Proctor's. They showed Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and then he came out and talked about himself for like an hour and a half. It was awesome.
It really was.
He's a cranky old man in the best way.
He stopped caring, I think. I'm not sure he ever cared a lot.
Right.
But whatever little he cared, that's gone.
Yeah.
And it was very honest, very open. Not a lot to do with the movie or even Python, but just very insightful and funny.
No, and it just made me even sorrier that Graham Chapman is gone, because
yeah.
he seemed like, from you know, because he was Cleese's writing partner, and he told some hilarious stories about what a radical nut Graham Chapman was. And it was just, that was delightful. And he critiqued the movie, which was funny. It was the same thing, but it was still funny to hear him say, oh, it's great for the first hour, and then all those beautiful Terry Gilliam visuals take over, and there's no comedy. Erg, Gilliam. Which is basically his shtick, you know.
It's very funny.
Yes.
Very good time. And if you haven't seen Holy Grail in a while, it is, boy, it holds up.
It's yes, it does.
Great, great comedy. And then two other films that have opened that you've seen.
L, which is the Paul Verhoeven drama that is the darkest, darkest, blackest comedy I have seen in ages. It stars Isabelle Huppert, who is nominated for Best Actress. As a woman at the beginning, she runs a video game company. They make this horrible, violent video game. And the movie begins, and she's sexually assaulted. But she doesn't report it to the police. And there's a reason she doesn't report it to the police. And then you get to know her family, her sort of idiot son, her business partner, the terrible people that are working for her. And it just, the comedy just keeps getting darker and darker until there's a final twist at the end where you think, wow, you didn't think he could pull the rug out from under you one more time, but he did.
He did.
And it's... I don't want to say delightful, but I had more fun at it than I probably should have.
Oh, that's good. Elle is the name of the film. And her performance is
fantastic.
Yeah. And obviously nominated for an Oscar, as you said, and just beautiful work.
And then I saw Patriots Day, which is the film about the Boston Marathon bombing. It's good. It's the kind of movie that could only have been, you can't say a movie like that is enjoyable. But it's very well made. They did it as a straight procedural, basically, which was the way to go. And the cast is great. It's Mark Wahlberg, Kevin Bacon, J.K. Simmons. And it pulls it off.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come off like an action movie. It comes off as a, you know, just a pulse-pounding thriller about something terrible that happened.
All right. Patriots Day. What else have you, what else is coming up over the next week?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff. Today there's the opening reception for an exhibit at the Mandeville Gallery at Union College. It's called Radical Kingdoms. And what they're doing is they're juxtaposing classic 18th and 19th century illustrations of flora and fauna, you know, like John J. Audubon.
Mm-hmm.
With contemporary artists doing their versions of sort of thing. And I've seen some of the art. It looks great. And that's today from 5 to 6:30 p.m. in the Knott Memorial at Union College. Tonight, as the intro music played, that was San Fermin. It's the Now Ensemble and San Fermin, two bands, together at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall for an evening of contemporary chamber pop. That's at 7:30 in Troy. Tomorrow night at the Mastery Center for the Arts, which is over on Madison Avenue on the St. Rose College campus, it's the Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company. They're going to be performing in the Picot Recital Hall.
Yes.
Upstairs from the gallery. Right. And then opening Friday at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, it's Assisted Loving. It's about a guy whose dad drags him into being his wingman when his father starts dating again at 80.
Right, after he'd been married happily for 50 years, yeah. She passed away, and now he's on the market again.
Yeah, it was a book, and then it was a memoir, and then it was a one-man show, and now it's a play.
And we'll have the crew in here on Friday.
There you go.
The morning before opening night.
Right, so, yes. And then Friday, Gilbert Gottfried will be at the Comedy Works in Saratoga Springs. He's also there Thursday, but that's sold out.
But and Friday.
As of last night, the last time I checked, Friday, there were still tickets available. And he's very funny. I've heard you interview him.
So. Yeah. Well, thank you. You know, one of the first dates that my wife and I went on, we went to Boston to see Gilbert Gottfried. And my wife said to me, the fact that you were laughing that hard, I guess I must really love you.
That's a very neatly written review.
Yeah,
we
haven't seen them together since, but that's another story. Yeah,
there you go. And then Friday and Saturday night in the MPAC Theater at the campus of RPI in Troy, Charles Atlas's Tesseract. It is a combination dance and video piece. It's a collaboration with a couple of choreographers. It looks fascinating.
I love when you explain things that are going on at MPAC.
I know.
You do a great job.
But it does look fascinating.
Yeah, it does. I saw some of the, I guess a trailer type stuff.
Yeah,
it looked really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Lowbrow, if you want to go back to the golden age of Roger Corman's New World Pictures in the 70s, we have Alan Arkush's Rock and Roll High School, starring the Ramones and PJ Souls. It's going to be shown at the Madison Theater Friday through Sunday. It's a really goofy movie that I enjoy. Because it had a fantastic soundtrack. That was how it got to be known, because it had a great soundtrack. And then opening Saturday at the Albany Institute of History and Art, it's Captured Moments, 170 Years of Photography from the Albany Institute. You know they have a fantastic collection, so there's going to be stuff that's been packed away that is being put on display that we're all going to say, wow, that's amazing.
And you still have, there's some crossover time with the Rock and Roll Icons.
Yep.
So a lot of photography at the museum.
Yep, you can check that out too.
Good stuff.
And then Sunday evening at the Egg in Albany, it's the great band Los Lobos.
Oh, love them.
That's at 7:30. And then Monday at Proctor's in Schenectady, they're doing this film series, Proctor's at 90, where they're starting with the silent era, and they're going to show great movies, you know, all through the year.
Oh, that's cool.
This is Why Be Good. It's a flapper comedy starring Colleen Moore that was miraculously discovered in an Italian archive 10 years ago. It's really funny. It has a great original score, original Vitaphone score of jazzy music. It's funny, and the print is gorgeous. It looks like it was made yesterday. It's one of those little miracles that happen every once in a while.
Why Be Good on Monday night? And you have a couple opportunities Monday to see.
Yeah, 3, 5, and 7 p.m. And there's a bunch of new movies. There's Jim Jarmusch's Patterson, starring Adam Driver. That's Patterson, New Jersey.
Yep.
And then there's Resident Evil, the final chapter.
Will it really be the final chapter?
I don't know. I mean, they pretty much wrecked the world. The movie, the last one ended with the White House in flames. So I don't know where they're going from here.
All right. Well.
And then there's Sleepless, which is a cop thriller with Jamie Foxx and Michelle Monaghan. And then there's A Dog's Purpose, which is a really strange-looking family film about a dog that's reincarnated through a series of dogs. Like, he comes back as different dogs. I wasn't sure if the premise was going to make people too sad or if it was just too weird. I couldn't tell. But it's got a great cast. Dennis Quaid's in it.
So. Dogs are cute.
And all of the dogs are cute. See, that's the thing that makes me cynical, because it's just an opportunity to have not just one cute dog, but like five.
I'm in.
I know.
Sean Stone is the digital editor of The Alt, thealt.com, which looks great, and it's out and about. You can find it or go online, thealt.com. Sean, always a pleasure. Thank you. See you next week.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.